USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The FAA says a small plane was headed to New York after taking off on Sunday from a northeastern Tennessee airport, but crashed into a Virginia forest with four people on board. While the Cessna's pilot was unresponsive, NORAD scrambled F-16 jets, causing a sonic boom in the area. Flares were also used to try to get the pilot's attention. The governor of Iowa is calling former President Trump's absence from a weekend political event a, quote, missed opportunity. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Republican Kim Reynolds was referring to Iowa Senator Joni Ernst's roast and ride. Reynolds said Republican voters are very engaged in the 2024 presidential race, and more than 1,000 people attended the event. Trump, though, said he doesn't need to attend multi-candidate events because of his commanding lead in the polls. The federal grand jury in the investigation of Trump's handling of classified documents is expected to meet this week. It is unknown if an indictment is being prepared. Nikki Haley has been in Iowa this weekend trying to gain a foothold with voters. The former South Carolina governor was asked about the abortion issue during a CNN town hall on Sunday night. She said she is an unapologetic pro-lifer.
I don't judge anyone for being pro-choice any more than I want them to judge me for being pro-life.
Haley said her decision has nothing to do with the Republican Party. Instagram is reinstating the personal account of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the 2024 Democratic presidential candidate and anti-vaccine activist's account was removed in 2021 for repeatedly posting misinformation about COVID, with Instagram saying his account shared, quote, debunked claims about the coronavirus or vaccines. According to Meta, Kennedy's personal account will be restored, but his organization's won't. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse easily won the weekend, notching more than $120 million. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout, and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Apple is expected to announce what analysts say could be its biggest product since the Apple Watch.
Apple's mixed reality headset will offer both virtual reality and augmented reality. It overlays virtual images onto live video of the real world. Now, the rollout is expected to highlight the annual Apple Developers Conference in suburban San Francisco. It comes as Meta has announced a new version of its popular VR headset. The Quest 3 will cost about $500. Apple's new headset will run about $3,000. I'm Laura Winters.
The NBA Finals are knotted at a game apiece. The Miami Heat put together a strong fourth quarter on the way to a 111-108 victory Sunday night at the Denver Nuggets. Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler each had 21 points in the come-from-behind victory. Chuck Todd is stepping down this fall as moderator of NBC's Meet the Press.
It's been an amazing, nearly decade-long run. I'm pretty, really proud of what this team and I have built over the last decade and, frankly, the last 15-plus years that I've been here at NBC.
Todd, who has been the moderator since 2014, will become NBC's chief political analyst. He said he wants to spend more time with family as well as work on more long-form projects. NBC's chief White House correspondent, Kristen Welker, will take over as moderator in September. I'm Jacqueline Carl.
The Directors Guild of America reached an agreement with studios on Sunday, but the Writers Guild remains at an impasse, on strike for more than a month. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.